As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com. Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Welcome to Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. Here on Herb Talk, we like to empower you. So that's what we're going to do. Magical engineer Frank and I, we got a great show. We're going to be talking about liver inflammation. And we're also going to be talking about congestive heart failure that we didn't fit in last time, and maybe some other things, and a quack report. Hope everybody had a good 4th of July. I did. It was kind of laid back. I enjoyed it. But before we get to all this good stuff, we're going to say a big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this whole nation up in prayer.
Hope you're hitting an easy Lord's face and joining me. But I did bring my devotional today. And by the way, I've had some questions from listeners, so I'm just going to say this devotional is based on the King James Bible. It just is a synopsis of passages in the Bible, and it kind of takes out the these and thous, so it just makes it easier to read. So I hope that answers anybody's questions out there about that. But today is a synopsis from John 4 and Psalms 100. It goes like this. When you worship me in spirit and truth, you join with choirs of angels who are continually before my throne. Though you can't hear their voices, your praise and thanksgiving are distinctly audible in heaven. Isn't that cool? Oh, yeah. So your petitions, your prayers, are also heard, but it is your gratitude that clears the way to my heart. So with the way between us is wide open, my blessings fall upon you in rich abundance. The greatest blessing is nearness to me, abundant joy and peace in my presence. So practice praising and thanking me continually throughout your day. Amen to that. You know, seek the Lord's face and mind the time, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quack report, vaccines in the news. It says the vaccine industry is pushing for vaccine patches. Three out of five Americans don't get their flu vaccine. So the industry is coming up with a mission to, you know, cash in on this new push of painless, syringe-free vaccinations called patches. It's a new, they say, painless way to get your flu shot, and they hope to increase the number of vaccinated people and, of course, their profits. So scientists at Emory University at Atlanta, Georgia, they've come up with this patch. They said it's effective, they say, at delivering the flu vaccine, and it's going to be preferred way of a majority of patients, especially children, don't like needles. So the patch could be stored outside of a refrigerator for a year, meaning it could be easily distributed. It could be mailed to you in the mail, and you could administer it yourself. So the patch, which is about 1 inch in diameter, contains about 100 tiny micro needles, which pierce the top layer of your skin but don't cause pain, they said. So the patch is biodegradable, and you can self-administer it and leave it on for 20 minutes, and the needles just dissolve, apparently. So while this may sound like a great invention, less pain, no doctor's visit, biodegradable, blah, 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 guys, it's still the same toxic thing that doesn't protect you from the flu but gives you the disease. Keep that in mind. Moving along in the quack report, the meatless burgers, the chemical meat burgers, some people are calling them. Yep, fast food industry has seen a chance to increase their profits by introducing the fake artificial meat burgers, backed by global chief executive of McDonald's and Tyson Foods. This controversial fake meat is called Beyond Meat. You've heard of them. It's their mission to really take over the food world, fast food, starting there. This is lab-grown meat. It's not even meat. It's made out of other materials. So Beyond Meat is the company. It's a firm who claims that growing meat, fake meat in a petri dish, it tastes more like meat, sizzles up just like meat, bleeds like beef. It's touted as the first plant-based burger. It sealed a deal with a fast food chain called BurgerFi. BurgerFi's 101 locations in Malibu, New York City, Poughkeepsie, New York, and Philadelphia. Also Coral Springs, Florida, Coral Gables, Florida as well, and two stores in Delray Beach, Florida. So first Beyond Meat burger, it kind of looks and cooks up. They say tastes just like beef. They started selling them at Whole Foods. You may have seen them there too. But these fake artificial meats supposedly say add up organic plant ingredients, but they also contain GMO material and monosodium glutamate and other chemicals to give it that meaty flavor. Keep that in mind. Last but not least in the quack report, Big Pharma turns to artificial intelligence to speed their drug discoveries. Yep. GlaxoSmithKline unveiling a $43 million deal to introduce artificial intelligence. So the big pharmaceutical giants are, even Merck is looking at it, and Johnson & Johnson. And they're all looking at artificial intelligence to harness these supercomputers to help them, predict how molecules will behave and more or the most likely candidates that would help them develop drugs. So artificial intelligence systems could deliver drug candidates in roughly, they say, a quarter of the time, saving a lot from the traditional cost approach. So, we'll see how the computers do. But toxins are still toxins, and that's what pharmaceuticals are. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, going to talk about your liver tonight. A lot of inflammation out there of the liver. Going to look into it. Hope you can avoid it. Because we're seeing more ads on the TV for hepatitis. And medicine is scaring people into getting the hepatitis vaccines. So what is hepatitis anyway? Hey, Frank, do you know what hepatitis is? Any idea? Some people think, oh, it's a virus. And maybe it is. Maybe it's not. Hepatitis is simply inflammation of the liver. That's what it is. That's the medical term. So hepatitis can be from other things, not just a virus. So many things can inflame the liver, like, alcohol or tobacco. However, young adults are being pressured by the pharmaceutical industry. You got to protect your liver out there from hepatitis viruses, and you got to get the hepatitis vaccine. Now, science is saying there are three strains of hepatitis, A, B, and C, and we're told strain C is the most life-threatening of the hepatitis viruses. I know Frank is saying, is this why many men have what looks like a swollen stomach? Could be. Yeah, hepatitis could do that because it's, right there in that abdomen area, your liver. But, you could have parasites doing that, too. Some people have parasites in the digestive system that can swell up the gut like that. Okay, so we're told strain C is the most life-threatening of the hepatitis viruses, and the CDC reports about 3 million Americans have hepatitis C. So we're going to take a closer look at this hepatitis thing and see what, medicine recommends and what you may be able to do about it. Now, if you're on our newsletters list, you would have gotten some really cool information on this, so like charts and hot links and things. So if you're not on the mailing list, do sign up. It's free. There's a couple of newsletters. You can go to thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, and click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up for the newsletters right there. No subscription, and you can get this great information each and every week. So do that today. So what are the odds? According to vactruth.com, recently there were 113 people who were said to contract inflammation hepatitis from blueberries. However, there were 435 deadly reactions reported from patients who got the hepatitis vaccine. So let's see. 113 people said they got inflammation of the liver because they ate contaminated blueberries. And then we had 435 who died from getting the hepatitis vaccine. Okay, so more infants, too, are dying after getting the vaccine than previously reported. So according to the U.S. National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, the hepatitis B vaccine has been known to cause systemic lupus. And a new study reports that male infants have a triple risk, 2.94% risk of getting autism from the hepatitis B vaccine. So hepatitis C is usually contracted through direct contact with contaminated blood. So unless you share needles, have the unprotected sex, or get a lot of blood transfusions, then your risk is really not as high as medicine would have you believe. Now, infants are the least likely to contract hepatitis, and you might wonder why babies are vaccinated with this disease. Now, Dr. Joseph Mercola says there is little scientific evidence that there is a hepatitis viral epidemic. Due to information like this, we're going to report to you today. You know, this information's getting out. So really, you know, gone is the age when patients accept on blind faith scientific medicine's research and treatment recommendations. So you got to ask yourself, you know, when you see pictures of these scientists working with vaccines in the lab, they are suited up from head to foot. They're basically almost in a hazmat suit. So you got to say, you know, are vaccine manufacturers suited up to protect the vaccine from contamination or to protect lab employees from the disease? While the vaccines contain filthy disease, so I think that's your answer. There you go. All right, let's look at the history of hepatitis. According to Dr. Mercola, in 1987, science was trying to find a link from liver inflammation to a virus. They were trying to find a culprit for liver inflammation. They wanted it to be a virus. However, according to Dr. Mercola, he says they were unable to isolate a virus and identify it. So additionally, no one has actually been able to grow or culture a hepatitis virus in the lab, especially that deadly C version. Interesting. So with that said, what is science using to manufacture the hepatitis vaccine then? Good question. If they have not been able to isolate, culture, or purify a virus cell, then what is in the hepatitis vaccine? Hey, Frank, you want to take a guess? Oh, let me read you Dr. Mercola's quote. He says, no one has ever been able to document, according to basic long-held scientific standards of virology, that substance, which is proposed to be the infectious hepatitis C virus. Oh, Frank's guess is poison. Close, but no cigar. It is a toxin in the end, so you're probably technically right, Frank. But we'll get to what's in there in just a minute. Now, according to Dr. Mercola, scientists infected monkeys with the blood from humans, which had inflamed livers, and then they dug around in the monkey organs for some piece of genetic information they hoped would be a virus. Now, since they had no basic evidence what identified the hepatitis virus and compare that genetic marker to that, they were actually digging in the dark. Long and short of the hepatitis research is that science made assumptions without evidence-based data. So the CDC reports that the hepatitis C virus was created with a genome they thought was a virus and then cloned it. Catch that? They're guessing. They're hoping. Well, what they actually did is create a vaccine to make the immune system attack genetic information normally found in humans, causing a new epidemic of autoimmune disease. So instead of creating a treatment to prevent disease, they generated one. So this is yet really another tool that they've created to confuse the human immune system and create this autoimmune response that we got an epidemic of that. Here's a quote from Dr. Richard Stroman. He's a molecule biologist, University of California. He says, toxic hits from smoking and alcohol can traumatize the liver and cause genetic instability in its cells, causing inflammation. Therefore, not all hepatitis is viral. End of quote. Okay. Well, you know, in the 80s, the CDC reported that in 1988, the U.S. had 28,500 hepatitis A cases, 32,200 hepatitis B cases. Also, in 1986, they had a genetically altered version of the vaccine to debut. And then they had 2,620 non-A and non-B hepatitis cases. So now if you do get the newsletter, you would have got this really cool graph from Grand Review Research. It's a market research and consulting firm. And they show you this graph of immune system disease after the hepatitis C vaccine debuted in 1992. And, of course, it goes up, as you would guess. But it goes up from 2002 to 2020. They're projecting autoimmune disease to skyrocket. Hepatitis vaccines. All right, let's look at this vaccine theory. You're probably familiar with it. I know Frank is. Because for decades, the public's been led to believe that vaccines help your immune system develop immunity to a disease that's in the vaccine. So here's science's classic definition, why people are told you got to get vaccinated so you can protect yourself from disease. And this is by Dr. Frank Young. He, FDA commissioner, says this. Most vaccines are produced from natural organisms that cause disease. Typically, a virus or other infectious organism is grown in a laboratory, then killed or weakened so that it can no longer cause clinical disease, but is still able to set into motion the body's immune system. The weakened virus, or sometimes only part of it, is the key ingredient in a vaccine. If the immune system is sufficiently stimulated by this vaccine, it is primed often for years to prevent infection by the disease, the organism itself. End of quote. Okay, well, let's just look at this more closely. So if your body encounters an actual live virus or a bacteria, the usual way, not by vaccination, the immune system makes antibody cells to destroy and kill that pathogen. So once it's dead, then the immune system has cells that sweeps away the debris out through the bowel and urinary tract. So the dead pathogen cells are therefore dead, no longer a threat. Therefore, if vaccines have dead pathogens or weak diseases in them, they are less likely to cause disease, and therefore the immune system is really not alerted, does not make any antibodies, especially when you subjugate it and you bypass all the checkpoints and you throw it right into the blood system. The immune system thinks it's supposed to be there, and virologists who are truthful acknowledge that. So virologists know this, or they should know this. Some have been whistleblowers and have been blacklisted. Therefore, we have to ask, you know, what's the real purpose behind vaccines? Is it really just about the money? Well, let's look at this whistleblower case for a second. According to the Alliance for Human Research Protection, in 2010, a pair of virologists working for Merck Pharmaceuticals filed a lawsuit against Merck for faking the efficacy test of the MMR vaccines. That's your measles, mumps, rubella vaccine. So virologist Stefan Kraftling and Joan Lewoski alleged that Merck filed fake documents about the vaccine. Really? Fake? Fraud? Involving vaccines? No. Right? Oh, well, Dr. Anthony Morris, former chief virologist for the FDA's vaccine program, told us of the fraud like this in the 1976. But people just didn't want to believe it. Here's a quote from the two virologists that blew the whistle. They said, "Fraud in vaccine testing encapsulates how medical research can be manipulated to achieve desired results and why it's wise to question the integrity and validity of science-based medicine." End of quote. Okay, so these are people in there, in the thick of it, in the lab. These are the guys taking theory and making it a reality, supposedly. And they're telling you, watch out, watch out. Things aren't always what they seem. So with regard to these allegations made toward Merck and the MMR vaccine, it was that the vaccine was reported to be 95% effective, but it wasn't. So the virologists exposing this, they also found older research that this deception began well before the 1990s. Oh, totally freak them out. It's all been a lie. And so the whistleblower doctors were threatened with jail if they reported the fabricated discrepancies to authorities. Well, the virologists also stated the MMR vaccine is known to cause, get this, because they looked at the raw data. See, they did some digging like Dr. Morris did. It causes, are you ready? The MMR vaccine is known to cause meningitis, inflamed brain tissue. So Merck's attorneys tried to hide behind the FDA's law of approval, trying to trump the federal Sherman Act, but the judge didn't go along. And the federal False Claim Act is really a statute that allows whistleblowers to come forward with their claims, quote, in the name of the government, end of quote. So the public may not know that the U.S. government is the largest purchaser of Merck's vaccines. They buy 50% of their stock. So you would think, you know, the federal government would, you know, have a stake in this, and they would have joined the lawsuit because they were defrauded, but they declined. What's with that, right? So here is another important tidbit. Drug companies will lobby governments to mandate vaccines even when the disease is no serious threat. Here's a quote from the Center for U.S. Disease, the CDC. This was June 8, 2015. Quote, the U.S. CDC notes that mumps is no longer a common disease in the United States due to the fact that in 2014 there were 1,151 reported cases, and in 2015 there are merely 438 cases, end of quote. Aha. Well, let's look at the hepatitis symptoms. Your inflamed liver will let you know. Because a lot of patients really don't know that their liver's inflamed with hepatitis because the symptoms can mimic other non-life-threatening conditions like flu. For instance, you may have muscle aches, a fever, a loss of appetite, you feel kind of sick, and your abdomen's, you have a stomach ache. Your abdomen has a little bit of pain there. Now, here's what patients complain about symptoms after they get the hepatitis vaccine. They have fever, headache, flu-like symptoms, dizziness. They feel very tired, nauseated, they vomit, have stomach pain, diarrhea, loss of appetite, joint pain, sore throat, runny nose, irritability, and of course swelling, redness, and this hard lump at the injection site. Well, you know, I guess it's all just to keep a business in business, right? According to Dr. Mercola, vaccines, including the hepatitis one, the vaccines for hepatitis, he says they're a way to, quote, market science. It's to keep the academic enterprise going. It keeps the labs in business with research, but it's not real science, he says. Generating epidemics is the new reality of scientific medicine. Now, that's just despicable. Frank, you want to just sum that up for me? How would you say what that is? When they generate epidemics, just to, you know, for business purposes. They make people sick and people die, and don't take it personally, it's just business. Please, how can you not take death personally? Yeah, it's despicable too. Where's Daffy Duck? That's despicable. We need him, you know? Oh, I mean, Dr. Mercola is saying with regard to hepatitis vaccine that scientists conducting the previous research of 1997, they were supposed to detail the hepatitis virus, but in reality, it's not a virus. It's human cells. It's RNA and DNA because they couldn't find a virus. So they took human cells. Any vaccine using this data on its cell line will be a vaccine against human cells because that's what a vaccine's to do, create an antibody response against what's in there, right? Okay, so Dr. Richard Stroman, molecular biologist, University of California, he thinks the current decline in hepatitis isn't due to the effectiveness of hepatitis vaccines, but it's really attributed to better blood screening, eliminating HIV donors. And Dr. Mercola presents this challenge that the hepatitis C is not a real virus, doesn't actually exist, it's all made up. So do hepatitis C patients really have a virus that is affecting their liver? Are they going to die? Well, according to 1992, there was a study in the New England Journal of Medicine that answered that. It was volume 327, page 1906. And they happened to notice that hepatitis C is associated with non-A and non-B hepatitis cases, and patients live just as long as those without any hepatitis infection. Therefore, the so-called hepatitis virus do not reduce overall survival rates, and they think the inflamed liver is really due to other factors like alcohol and smoking. So this suggests the hepatitis research is all a hoax to sell patients fake vaccines. Goodness, I never, right? Well, The more I dig, the more I'm convinced. You know, God's herbs are good, better than anything they can come up with, for real. I know I got to take a break, but, you know, we got more stuff. We got former FDA chief speaking out, and we got lots of stuff still to go, still ahead of us. So don't go anywhere. Be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit.
Pumping.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about liver inflammation, also aka also known as hepatitis. Now, you know, the former FDA chief, Dr. Robert Califf, he also, or is it Califf? I don't know. It's there. He says this: the concept of safety is much more complex than most people think until they look deeply into it. It's a big deal, he says. It's a big mistake to think that you can judge the balance of risk and benefit from a small amount of data. All drugs have risk. None of them are absolutely safe. Now, what he just said was key. So what we take away from this information is obviously there are some very serious issues within medicine that need immediate attention, or more patients or will be victims of science. So most of the clinical trials on drugs are not large groups of people. They're really very concentrated, small test groups. Therefore, this former FDA chief, Dr. Califf, states plainly that small test groups will produce data that's too small, not enough to judge the safety and effectiveness of drugs. So the more that is revealed, the more difficult it is, I think, for patients to trust medicine. Always research your treatments that are recommended to you. Determine if the treatments strengthen or will weaken your system over time. So weakness will lead to failure and more serious health complications. Also, I got to point out, according to Dr. Califf, former FDA chief, he says the FDA is tracking all filled prescriptions through a big data track called the Sentinel. This system, we're told, has replaced the database that dealt with adverse event data on drugs. So based on what health professionals who are speaking out are saying, and the whistleblowers, they said the system, this new system, is not going to register all the adverse events, only the ones that truly get reported. So kind of maybe a technicality on what gets reported and what doesn't in the new Sentinel. Don't you like the name they gave that, Frank? The Sentinel system, the big data track. Sentinel, a guard. You know, it's like, you know, a Roman soldier on the wall kind of thing. All right, so we really, you know, the more I read about this stuff, the more I look at natural solutions, because I look into science and, you know, this theory-based treatments they have. The more I see, the more I realize that, you know, the simple things in life can help resolve a lot of these health problems. So one thing I know is people overlook the signals or symptoms the body sends them, and they really don't look at their lifestyle as the cause of the symptoms. So it's hard to resolve issues if no changes are made to the way we live. Now, our Creator also promises that medicinal herbs are for our health benefit. So if that were not so, hey, the pharmaceutical companies would not have isolated ingredients from herbs to make their 20th century drugs. So you get very different results when you alter God's chemistry with herbs. Side effects and secondary disease, that's what it is. And this is the direct cause of isolating and altering substances. That's what side effects are about. So herbs are here for the service of man. That's in Psalms 104:14. And I trust God's chemistry over science. Now, it's perfectly balanced, his chemistry. It's tailored to our anatomy. I also know that toxins work against nutrition, cause weakness and failure. Therefore, it's essential to remove the toxicity through your herbal organ cleanses. You know, put organic nutrition into the body. Use your herbs also to support your immune system function. Now, you work with the system that way. The system God created, you don't work against it. You work with it. You support it. You strengthen it. So if you want to learn how to do that, call Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog for their professional strength organ cleanses and immune boosting formulas. You can give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., we get a lot of calls from, we just got a call from Slovenia. We just got a call from Liverpool in the U.K. recently. And of course, Australia, Iceland, we get a lot of calls, Canada. We get calls international. So the international number is 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. So you want to check out specifically for your liver the milk thistle tincture and the liver detox tea. Because, you know, if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. So if you want to register at checkout on their website at thepowerherbs.com, you'll also get reward points you can redeem on your purchases for savings. Now, if you don't want to go through all that, you can also use their coupons. They are available on the website, but you can also ask about them over the phone. So there are lots of ways to save. So check it out at thepowerherbs.com or give them a call and get a catalog. You can send in an order through the mail. That number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Yep, puts the power back in your hands. That's so refreshing to have power over disease. You know, and who gets the credit for that? God does, every day, all the time. See there? All right, going to talk about congestive heart failure because we got a lot. I just talked to a guy about it. Yep, he's been living it with it for a decade on medications, of course. And through they kept adding medications because he got more symptoms. And so he's gotten weaker and weaker and weaker. So when you're on cardio drugs like that, it leads to congestive heart failure probably within a decade. So that's how it works because all these drugs are symptom reducers. They're not cures. They don't address the cause of the problem. They just reduce your symptoms so you think you're better, but you're not. You know, MD, you know what that, Frank, you know what MD stands for? See if he knows. I know you're smart, Frank. MD. No, it's not medical doctor. Put the thinking cap on. Okay, I'm just going to tell you. It stands for managed disease. Okay? That's what MD stands for. All right, we're going to talk about congestive heart failure. Because I get a lot of requests to address this health concern. Congestive heart failure. I've had relatives croak, die in the ground because of this. And, well, because they didn't come to me, they didn't ask me about what to do. They went to their doctors. I was also asked if I felt this condition, was a lost cause. Could it be reversed? Well, I never like to think of anything as a lost cause. You know, it's all about strengthening the cardio and you got to stop doing what is weakening the cardio. Okay. So, those are two big things to think about and to pray about because that's how you deal with reversing a situation. You stop the damage and you strengthen. Okay, but you don't want to delay too long with stuff like this because there is a cutoff point where you're too weak to come back from something. You know, that's when you're in the hospital on oxygen and all that stuff. All right, we are supposed to be stewards of our bodies, the house for the Holy Spirit of God. So we're supposed to be doing our due diligence here. Filling it with toxic drugs, not my idea of due diligence. You know, there's also exceptions. You know, of course, you know, I think modern medicine has its place, and that's, you know, trauma. You know, get stable, and then once you get stable, you want to get strong and detoxify the system. So there are ways to do this. So we want to get some facts about, we got 5 million Americans that have, they're living with their congestive heart failure disease. So if you check hospital surveys, you find that congestive heart failure is one of the main reasons people over the age of 65 are checked into a hospital. So they know you're going there eventually, is the point. So check your family tree, see if your relatives suffered from congestive heart failure, because lifestyle can promote that. So you need to change lifestyle. We tend to, you know, live and eat like our relatives. So if your family tree had people with that kind of problem, then your risk is higher. According to Julian de la Matre, she says the numbers are staggering, in fact, incomprehensible for congestive heart failure. By all accounts, we are dealing with the greatest health crisis in humanity, history today. So let's look at the symptoms. Congestive heart failure is a bit different than those who suffer from heart attacks. So the name congestive heart failure describes not a sudden collapse of the heart, like a heart attack would be, but congestive heart failure is a gradual weakening and failure of the heart to pump adequately. So when this occurs, body fluids don't circulate and they don't get excreted by the body properly. And so you get edema, you get fluid buildup. This is where the fluid fills the cavity around the heart, and that's congestive heart failure. You can hardly breathe. So this occurs all around the heart muscle. So the heart becomes enlarged, and this affects the left ventricle of the heart. So the heart is still pumping. However, it's pumping at a ridiculously reduced rate, and therefore this oxygen-rich blood's not getting around the body like it should. So a good way to think of congestive heart failure is that the heart is constipated, much like a bowel gets bogged down and blocked up and it's not functioning, and things aren't moving like they should. So with congestive heart failure, the blood can back up into veins, your legs can swell up, your ankles and your feet can swell, fluids not exiting the body fast enough through the kidneys like it should, because the heart is not pumping at enough pressure to adequately push these fluids through the kidneys and out through the system. Instead, they settle around the pulmonary channels, causing this congestion and even pneumonia. So unless, needless to say, you know, if you're suffering from these types of problems, you're going to have shortness of breath, you're not going to have any energy, you're going to have poor digestion, you're going to have weight gain, you're going to have memory problems, high blood pressure, of course, your heart valve is going to get diseased, you can't go upstairs or even walk a very little distance and you're winded, you have to sit down and rest. That's congestive heart failure. A lot of people still pop the pills and just order a hover round so they can just ride everywhere. But it's not strengthening. Those deeds are not strengthening. Chinese proverb is, the feet are the gateway to 10,000 illnesses. Well, let's look at some allopathic treatments for your congestive heart failure. You already know that mainstream medicine is bent on managing this condition for you as long as as you're alive. So you're told, you know, get some rest, weigh yourself every day, check for fluid gain, stay off your processed salt, eat healthy with no saturated fats, and take your prescription medications every day, and keep your follow-up appointments, and a copy of your medical history with you at all times, just in case. Now, if you are very lucky, you may live to avoid surgery. But there are a variety of drugs to address your symptoms, but not the cause of your congestive heart failure. Yeah, they'll prescribe your ACE inhibitors, your Vasotec, your Zestiril, your Lotensin, your beta blockers, your digoxin, course, diuretics for your fluid problem, like Lasix, all kinds of nonsense here. I mean, before you're done, you could be on minimum 6 different drugs. And if you've listened to me long enough on this show, you know that one prescription drug causes 100 chemical metabolism changes. So if you're on 2 drugs, that's 100 times 100, and doctors and pharmacists don't know what those changes are going to be. And as we pointed out on a previous show, if you were listening, if you didn't, go hit the archives, because we mentioned doctors admit they don't know what's in pharmaceutical drugs they are prescribing as the tools to practice medicine. They don't know. Well, according to Ashley Montague, who says, the doctor has been taught to be interested not in health, but in disease. What the public is taught is that health is the cure for disease. Yep. All right. So they're not interested. I mean, you know. It's like you got a disease and they want to treat it with a big lollipop. You know, I'm going to treat your disease. I'm going to give it a lollipop. All right, let's look at some of the warnings. You should really do your homework on your medications that are recommended to you. And you can visit worstpills.org, and you can dig up a lot of information on the drugs that are written by your medication doctors, your medical doctors and pharmacists. For instance, if you take an Inspra, one of the congestive heart failure drugs, it says the principal risk of taking Inspra is hyperleukemia, can cause serious, sometimes fatal, arrhythmias of your heart. Well, you know, personally, if I have heart problems and a doctor writes me a drug that can give me more heart problems, I'm going to look at him like, what, are you insane or what? But personally, you know, if the course of treatment is really not going to strengthen your cardio, how is it going to correct the congestive heart failure? Well, it's not. That's the point. They're not trying to fix congestive heart failure. They're trying to lessen your symptoms. Sort of like you get cancer treatments and they say, oh, your cancer's in remission. Well, remission is a medical term for lessening of symptoms. And oncologists admit we don't cure cancer. And they may kill the original cancer with their treatments, but you'll get a secondary because of the treatments, a secondary type of cancer. And, you know, and their argument is, well, we got rid of the cancer you came to us for. Yeah, that's what patients hear. So do your homework. People, you know, yeah, people, you know, they pop these pills. They choose that way to go because it's easier. They let the doctor worry about everything, but the doctor's not worrying about a thing. Albert Schwartzwitzer says, one who gains strength by overcoming obstacles possesses the only strength which can overcome adversity. Yeah, you got to have strength to overcome. And there's no strengthening in toxicity, and that's what pharmaceutical drugs are. Now, congestive heart failure, like I said, is like a constipation of the cardio system. So let's say if you were constipated, how would you typically fix that if your bowel wasn't moving? You know, you would want to clean it out. You may do an enema. You may take laxatives. You may take a lot of prune juice. And you would try nutritional supplements first, wouldn't you, before you went to anything stronger. So with cardiovascular problems, it involves a system that it's starving for nutrition, and it's missing that from your diet. And many of the natural fats and oils that we typically used to get in foods that are necessary for heart health, they've been removed through processing to extend the product's shelf life so it prevents spoilage. Now, a strong cardiovascular system also needs minerals for nutrients that we typically would get from the soil, but our soil is so depleted. So we have to be really conscious of the fact that we have inferior mineral content. And the cardiovascular system needs minerals, the electrolytes, you know that term, to conduct pulses to the heart. So electrolytes are very important. So once the body has a steady supply of good nutrition, you want to avoid the pharmaceutical drugs, okay? Food additives, preservatives, pesticides, all these toxins, they don't rebuild and they don't strengthen anything, Okay, good nutrition does. Now, a lot of people are taking off salt when they have congestive heart failure, and I think refined white dry salt, Morton salt, for instance, I think it's just a waste product. There's no benefit, no health benefit to it, and it's not good for you. But a sun-dried salt that hasn't been processed, all the nutrition still in it, this is a cardiovascular-friendly salt, and it helps keep your veins flexible so plaque doesn't stick. It helps balance fluids in the system. Water and salt are counter-regulatory in our body. So if you don't have salt, you'll either have edema or dehydration. And medicine knows salt's important because that's why they use a lot of saline drips at the hospital. But if you get the right salt, you need a third less salt in the body. So keep that in mind. If you're looking for a sun-dried salt, it's not white. It's not dry as a bone. Still has a lot of good magnesium in it. And it's like an off-white grayish color. So if you're looking at salt, be aware. There's a lot of salts that say organic sun-dried or Celtic sea salt, but it's bright white, just like a piece of paper. Or Hollywood's white tea. But that's not real salt. Real salt is not white. If you process it and artificially heat it or dry it or distill it, it turns white. And that's the kind of salt you don't want. So if you're looking for some really healthy, heart-friendly salt, check out the salt at thepowerherbs.com. You will be amazed at the difference in salt. I mean, 20 years ago when I found that out, I was astonished. And I've been on salt for over 20 years, that healthy salt, don't have high blood pressure. Actually, doctors are amazed at my blood pressure. So doesn't create hypertension at all. Okay. So you got lots of tools out there. Definitely people with heart congestive heart failure, they need some plant-based organic calcium because connective tissues, muscles like your heart need real calcium, not animal calcium. Milk's very bad for the cardio. Milk, cheese, yogurt, get off of that. Coats the system, also tracks a lot of toxins in, and it's also the number one allergen for a lot of people. So switch to something else. I remember that cheese on your sandwich, 10 times the concentration of milk, so get that off of there. Get some, you know, coconut milk or something going, and get some plant-based calcium. Now, if you're looking for the plant-based calcium, it is amazing. And people go, well, I can't take plants for calcium. You know, I got to have milk for strong bones. That's what you've been told all your life. But let me ask you this. The cow's got really big bones, and what does he eat? He eats plants. So, it's not a matter of having milk for strong bones. It's a matter of the chemistry that's involved, and that's calcium to mineral content, because your body likes a specific ratio so that it can absorb the calcium and utilize it, put it where it's supposed to go. So, in nature, when you look at your green leafy vegetables, oranges, and your herbs, anything that has calcium in it, like that, is going to have two parts calcium, one part boron, one part magnesium. Perfect ratio. God did that. And who knows better in chemistry than God? So it is just more efficient, and you can get a lot more repair done on a lot less volume. So check out the calcium formula. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have that. A very efficient formula. Also, it helps if you got like a fracture or a broken bone. It helps the bones knit properly and quickly. Actually, the Native American Indians would use those herbs, and they actually called them bone knit. That's what they called those herbs because they knew it healed bones quickly. So it's also for your heart muscle and connective tissue and your immune system. Your immune system uses calcium. And when you take vaccines, they block the calcium that your immune system uses and just, you know, wrecks your immune system. So calcium in plant-based going to be more, it's going to be the superior form, more efficient form, safer. For your system. Also, if you're looking on the powerherbs.com website, they do have a heart and cardio section. So they have some very nice formulas to strengthen the cardio, to help with arrhythmias, to get that steady heartbeat, help natural blood thinners, anti-clotting stuff that's, that you don't have that clot factor risk. It's all about your fibrinogen protein in your blood, and there's herbs that help you balance that. And by the way, herbs are not supposed to be lifelong either. So this is to strengthen you so then you don't need anything. Isn't that refreshing? Empowerment. That's what that is. So give them a call, 866-229-3663. Check them out. If you have questions, send them an email or give them a call, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.